is so precious, and your love is so beautiful. How could I wish to live in the hands of the evil one? How could I live under the power of Satan? I would prefer to live amid your chastisement. I'm unwilling to live under the power of the evil one. If I can be made pure and can devote my all to you, can devote my all to you. I am willing to offer up my body and mind to your judgment and chastisement. For I detest Satan and am unwilling to live under its power. Am unwilling to live under its power. Through your judgment of me, you show forth your righteous disposition. I am happy and have not the slightest complaint. If I am able to fulfill the duty of a created being, I'm willing that my entire life be accompanied by your judgment, through which I will come to know your righteous disposition, and will rid myself of the influence of the evil one. Amid your chastisement and amid your judgment, regardless of the hardship that entails, still I am unwilling to live under the power of Satan. Still I am to suffer Satan's trickery. I'm willing to suffer Satan's trickery. I take joy from living amid your curses, and I'm pained by living amid the blessings of Satan. I love you by living amid your judgment. Your chastisement and judgment is righteous and holy. It's in order to cleanse me, and even more, it's to save me. I would prefer to spend my entire life amid your judgment, so that I may be under your care. To live under Satan's power for a single moment, I wish to be cleansed by you. Even if I suffer hardship, I am unwilling to be exploited and tricked by Satan. Be used by you, possessed by you, judged by you, and chastised by you. I should even be cursed by you. My heart rejoices when you are willing to bless me. For I have seen your love. You are the creator, and I am a created being. You are the creator, and I am a created being. I should not betray you and live under the power of Satan, nor should I be exploited by Satan. I should be your horse or ox instead of living for Satan. Instead of living for Satan, I'd rather live amid your chastisement without physical bliss. And even if I were to lose your grace, I would still enjoy being chastised and judged by you. This is your best blessing, your greatest grace. This is your best blessing.